Heart disease, Phil, is so interrelated to how we live our day-to-day life. And it really comes down to we've become a society where we eat for pleasure. We medicate ourselves with food oftentimes due to stress or other emotional issues. And we really have taken the back seat, exercise has taken the back seat in our lives, and our jobs oftentimes are very sedentary. So I believe that without changing those things, we're not going to budge those statistics.
How can we turn the tide on this epidemic of obesity?
Well, I believe that, first of all, we have to look as Christians as our bodies for what they are. They're not just a physical shell that we wear until we get to heaven. It's actually a vehicle that God has given us so that we can do his work here on earth for every day that he gives us. And as Christians, we should be jealous for every day that we possibly can get. And so if we have a mindset from the outset that we're to honor God with our body and we want the greatest amount of wellness that we can give ourselves so that we can be well-tuned for his service, I think that's where we need to start, is we need to have a mind shift.
It's not enough to simply understand that you need to exercise more, you need to eat better. You then have to put those habits in practice. So what do you tell your clients? Let's say you're working with somebody for the very first time. They've come in for physical therapy. They are obese, and they've been obese for years, and you desire so much for them to be healthy. How do you start?
You know, Bill, whenever I'm taking my initial examination of my patients and I'm taking their history, I don't look just at their physical problem, which it might be a shoulder problem or a back issue. I start asking them about their blood work. We talk a lot about being overweight or obese as it relates to heart disease, and that's absolutely correct. But there are people who maybe don't look so overweight whose blood chemistry numbers are pointing towards danger. And so the first thing I'll ask is, have you had a full panel of blood work done within the past year? And if they tell me yes, I ask them, well, what specifically, do you know what your cholesterol level is? Do you know what your good cholesterols, your HDLs read? Do you know what your bad cholesterols are reading? And has your doctor commented on those things? Because I believe that that's oftentimes what drives people, Bill, to change their mind are facts. You know, psychologically, a lot of times we hear about these interventions. We even have television shows about interventions. And sometimes people need to be faced with hard facts before they're actually going to be motivated to do something about them.